you ever had a dream about flying?
I have. And you know, that is a good repetitive dream that I've had. Yeah.
Yeah. Where did you fly in your dreams?
So it's weird though, because usually I would be trying to get away from something and I would run on my hands and then take off and fly. So
run on your hands. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, a lot of my flying dreams, I take off running and then all of a sudden I'm flying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that really means that you're able to move and maneuver around things and that you're able to get into spirit, into the air. You're able to move, maneuver in the spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I began having flying dreams, I had a dream where I had two little tiny angels next to me and they were teaching me how to get up. Yeah, that was years ago. But that's how I was learning to move in the spirit, learning to fly. And the Lord was encouraging me, you got the angels helping you.
Yeah.
Because we really do have angels that encourage us and help us. Angels are amazing, and they're around to help us.
Yeah.
But we gotta manage our relationship with angels biblically too. Mm-hmm. So that's important.
Yeah. Have you had any repetitive dreams?
Oh yeah, I have. I was a pastor at a church for about 20 years, and the Lord had been talking to me about stepping out and doing ministry outside of the church more.
Okay.
And that didn't make sense to me. And for about 3 years, I was like, I don't think that's God. I really don't think I'm hearing God right. I must be doing something. And I didn't leave the church. And I kept having dreams that I had these little babies that were my babies. And I kept forgetting them everywhere. It's like, oh, yeah, I had a baby I was taking care of. And I left it somewhere, and I don't know where I left it, and I hope it's still alive. And I'd go looking for my babies, and I'd wake up feeling so horrible.
Yeah.
And that was recurring.
Yeah.
But when I finally resigned that position, got a blessing to move on, I stopped having those dreams.
Yeah.
So it's like the Lord saying, I've birthed something in your life. I've given you something.
Yeah.
It needs to be cared for and nurtured, and you need to remember it, you know. Yeah. Don't forget who you are and what I've done in your life and what I've put in you for the next season, and to have the courage to step out and take care of that.
And that goes back to what we were saying, like it's definitely for you to pay attention to. Like God is speaking to you and wanting you to take action in some area.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So another common dream, have you ever had it, of teeth falling out? That's one I used to have in college a lot.
No, I've never had
I hated those dreams. It's like I probably was clenching my teeth. I don't know, but my teeth would be falling out. And usually, if you think of teeth being wisdom and discernment, like wisdom teeth, discernment teeth, you're not using good discernment in some area. And the Lord's kind of like, hey, you're not using your wisdom here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to get more wisdom in this.
And would you wake up from those dreams really thinking you had lost your teeth?
It was one of those, you know, I used to have these dreams and it was like, I'm dreaming this again. I would remember that I've had this dream a million times, but here I go again, you know.
Yeah.
But that was kind of college too. So we probably needed a lot of, we needed help when we were in college.
Yeah.
Another common one is animals, lots of different animals, but dogs especially.
Mm-hmm.
And dogs are man's best friend. That's kind of the metaphor. And you want to think of metaphors like that. And usually dogs are friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes friends are treating you well. Sometimes friends aren't treating you well. But when a dog is like a mean dog, it could also be a metaphor that represents something like, what is it, the hounds of Hades are nipping at your feet or whatever that is. But it can be that kind of thing. So it could be something ungodly.
What about when you lose your dog?
So you probably lost a true friend, a good friend.
Okay, or maybe you're worried about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then many times people have dreams about taking tests.
Yeah.
I used to have a lot of test dreams. I don't have so much lately, but taking a test, if you pay attention to what grade level you're in when you take a test, that schools usually mean that you're in a learning time with the Lord, and that's great. You know, we all want to be learning. Are you learning at kindergarten? Are you learning in junior high? Are you learning at a college level or graduate school, that kind of thing? So pay attention to the level you're learning at, because it's the depth of what the Lord's trying to teach you. And then taking a test usually means you're going to go through a time of testing, and the Lord's with you. The good thing about being tested with the Lord is if we don't make it, he gives us a do-over. He lets us retest.
Grace.
But there is a time of testing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'll be what you have been learning and what the Lord's been putting in you is mm-hmm. going to be put to the test a little bit.
I used to have dreams where I knew I had a test to take, but I couldn't find the classroom. Yeah. I don't have those anymore either.
You must have gotten through that. And, you know, it's really important to consider these dreams a conversation with the Lord. So to take it and take it on yourself and try to figure out what it means could be really stressful.
Yeah.
The burden is too heavy. So it's important to, in prayer, be asking the Lord, what does this mean? And what are you saying to me? I'm listening, Lord. I'm paying attention. Help me understand.
Yeah.
Because he's good and he wants you to understand as well.
Yeah. And that's why you're having the dream. So, mm-hmm. yeah, just to pursue it and ask him. Mm-hmm.
Another common metaphor is losing a wallet or a purse. I've had those dreams, and usually that represents what is in your wallet and what is in your purse. It's all your stuff. It's your identity. I actually lost my purse this week, but I got it back. Thank you, Lord. But it's that horrible feeling. I had that horrible feeling like, oh my gosh, my keys are in there. My ID is in here. My credit cards are in here. Everything I need is, and my insurance cards, it's all in there, you know? So in your dream, when you lose a purse or a wallet, that's what it's about, is you're losing your identity. You're forgetting who you are. You're forgetting that the Lord loves you and he's a good father. You're forgetting these things and you've forgotten who you are. And, the Lord usually gives you a dream like that because he wants you to remember. And so, you know, maybe a time of prayer with people, maybe a time of ministry. Go to your church or go to a Christian ministry that you trust and ask them to pray for you and help you discern, okay, what am I losing? What does the Lord want me to understand?
Yeah. What about being naked?
Yeah. Have you ever had a naked dream?
I had one last night.
Oh! Do you want to share your dream?
Sure, but I don't remember the whole dream. And I guess I wasn't completely naked, but I had on my nightgown and I had on my hair bonnet. And I was walking down the street and I was trying to like cover up while I was walking down the street.
So it wasn't
so partially
the right
part. Naked.
You were mm-hmm. vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that really is what it means. It's not that you're dressed inappropriately. If you are bare naked, it's like people are going to see who you are.
Yeah.
And so in your dream, you're vulnerable. It's like, that's not what you want to be out in public
know?
So the Lord knows that you are feeling very vulnerable in this season. And, you know, we live in Minneapolis and that works in North Minneapolis. And there's been a lot of shootings, a lot of death.
Yeah.
It's been really not pleasant. And I think that's probably what the Lord's been talking
about.
Yeah, talking.
Way
he
on
knows
me.
That you're feeling very vulnerable, very uncovered, very exposed.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because I feel called to North Minneapolis. So it's not like I can just leave, but I do have some concern about.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's some bad stuff happening there, but you represent the Lord very well there. It's an important role.
Yeah. It's an amazing community, but really challenged right now.
Sometimes falling in dreams. Have you ever had dreams about falling?
And those dreams wake me up, right? You feel like you're falling and you kind of pop up awake. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, I had two different kinds of falling dreams, most of the time in my college years, too. One is I was trying to climb up a big mountain or a big hill or a mountain kind of thing, and it was made out of sand. And the more I would climb, the more I'd slip down.
Oh,
and
wow.
No matter what I did, I was slipping down.
Mm-hmm.
And another one was I was in an elevator, and I'd get in this elevator, and the elevator would be moving, and all of a sudden it would break, and it would fall.
Oh, wow.
And I had it so many times, it was a recurring one, that I remember, as I'm dreaming, going, don't get in that elevator. You know what happens when you get in that elevator. And I'd see myself get in the elevator.
Yeah.
And so really, what the dreams are about when you're falling, whether you're falling through the air, whether you're falling in an elevator, where you're just falling off a building, it's about being out of control. That and the climbing in the sand, I was just out of control. I couldn't control it. And life was a little bit out of control for me at that point.
And when you say these all out loud, they make sense, right? It's not like a big leap to feel like falling means you're feeling out of control.
You know, it's interesting. This week, I like to study the Bible with the Lord and say, Lord, what's the word for today? And get in the scripture and I do, you know, a little studying on like Blue Letter Bible. What does the word mean, and where is it in Scripture? And Laura told me the other day that the word was complicated. Like, oh, I don't remember reading complicated in the Bible.
Yeah.
And so I looked, and there really isn't any. The word complicated is not in the Bible. And in one translation, I think it's the New Living Translation. It's used for that psalm where we're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Sure.
You've made me so complex and complicated is what it says. But everywhere else, it's not complicated. And the Lord said to me, that's because I'm not complicated.
Wow.
The word of God's not complicated. That salvation's not complicated. What Jesus did for us is not complicated. Mm. And God's love for us is not complicated. And when people make it complicated, that's not the Lord.
Right.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Or when we think it's too complicated for us to know him or to know about him, that's not the Lord either.
Yeah. And that's really good news to know that it's not complicated. It's not complicated. To be reminded of it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice and simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that.